Before explosions rocked Mother of Mercy Hospital, Catholic Bishop Makram Max Gassis says there were drones.
Before the bombing, these drones came three times, rather low. They encircled the area. Then after 2 days, the bombing started.
Hospital workers say the bombings, which caused injuries but no deaths, left staff members and patients feeling terrorized. Ratiba Ibrahim is one of the nurses.
For 2 days, because of the bombing, they ran to their home. Some of them are displaced. Others are on the top of the mountains.
Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's government has not publicly responded to allegations that it is responsible for the bombings. But local reporters say, in the government's view, the Catholic hospital has been functioning illegally. The government has restricted the access of international relief groups to the region and accused some of them of supporting the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North, a rebel group fighting against Khartoum. Dr. Tom Katina is the hospital's medical director.
So they want to destroy us so they can drive us away. This is the only thing that makes any sense. There's nothing militarily here. There's no military objective to destroying this place.
Akshaya Kumar is a Sudan policy analyst with the Enough Project, a group that monitors human rights development in Central Africa, including Sudan.
I think we can be 100% certain that this facility was targeted by the government, and that's because of the simple fact of the weapons that were used. In this conflict, only one side has access to aerial bombardment capabilities, and that side is the Sudanese government.
Kumar says the international community needs to make it much clearer that Sudan has crossed a red line.
Just as we're hearing a discussion about the legality of crossing international borders to provide life-saving humanitarian assistance in Syria, many think that the same is needed for Sudan, especially because of the combination of the government's refusal to allow international aid and assistance organizations into these areas, plus its willingness to specifically attack, target, and destroy those who are nonetheless trying to provide those services.
Workers say those services include providing treatment to the 150,000 people who rely on Mother of Mercy each year. They fear that after the bombing, some patients may be too afraid to return. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, Washington.
We had the total of the children in the world.